Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're halfway through the week, babe.
Scott Mills.
Yes, and it's nearly home time. Scott Mills on Radio 1. Dakota, Stereophonics and Eliza Doolittle. I really think that I've ruined that song now forever for a lot of people. Pack up. So you're right then. A few people on text getting very excited that Hayley off of Paramore is number one with B.O.B. and Airplanes. Yeah, but don't get too excited because it might not still be there on Sunday. Listen to Reggie to find out on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Alright, so Becky is visiting a secret nuclear bunker today in SNB on a well-deserved day off again. So this is me on my own till 7.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So I set you the Mills versus Mongrels challenge yesterday. If you want to go on my pages at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'll read that address again because I messed it up. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. You'll see a clip of the BBC Three show, Mongrels, which is me and some random puppets, right? And then underneath, your chance to make your 1 minute long, your own Mongrels video using some green screen footage which we've provided for you. So it's just me and the puppets doing various things on a green screen, and you can put whatever you want behind it and put whatever music and voices you want on it. Some people are working hard on this already. All of the details and files and instructions are online as well, so even someone like me could do it. We also have a little demo for you online to see what we mean, but you can just put any background you want behind me and the fox or the cat. Add some music. I'm thinking of doing a music video, actually, based on this, for this song, which at the moment does not have a music video. I don't know why. It's the Katy Perry Lollipop Lady. I might add this to the mix. So this is my soundtrack.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say...
And there's me and the animals having a rave.
Yeah! Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
I wanted to be one of those girls.
Put my hands up.
We could do loads of music videos.
Put my hands up. Put my hands up. And say...
We've got enough songs now.
Hold up.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady.
Yeah!
Lollipop girl.
Yeah!
Lollipop lady. Lollipop lady.
Go on, get creative with it. It's the Mills and Mongrels 1 minute challenge. We've provided everything you need. All the kit is there. Add the sounds. Add the backgrounds behind me and the puppets. Have a go. It's on my pages now at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Radio 1. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, who are you?
I'm Emily.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
What's happening?
I just come back from school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's very quiet where you are.
Yeah, I'm in a car park, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. How can I help?
I've been editing the videos.
For Mongrels video?
Yep.
Ah, okay, so you've got me and the puppets on the green screen.
Yep, I've got the lightsaber fight one.
Oh, yeah, there's me having a lightsaber fight with a puppet, as you do.
Yep.
And you can just add what background you want and the sound that you want. So what have you got so far?
Basically, I've sort of half done it. Yeah. There's sort of a red sunset behind you guys.
Beautiful.
And then, like, a heartbeat sort of effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're, what, awesome. Halfway through, quarter of the way through?
Yeah, and it sort of fades out as well.
Oh, okay. So you've got real creative with this. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Did you have fun doing it?
Yeah, I'm a media student, so I was just like sort of experimenting with all sorts of stuff.
Amazing.
Like this, so.
Make sure you send it to me, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
I don't mean to rush you. There's no deadline, but when will it be finished?
I can try and finish it for tonight.
That would be amazing if I could have it by tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
No pressure.
Okay, then.
All right, I look forward to it. Love you, bye.
Okay, thanks. You can pick me. Bye.
High five, bye.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Love it when Radio 1 gets sent texts that aren't meant for us. This one just in to 81199. Hi Jane, thanks for your text. I'm still in meeting. It's leather seats. My boob is sweating like mad. I need a towel. See you at 7. I need wine. I don't think that was meant for me. Anyone here? Diana Vickers in with Chris Moyles this morning. She's lovely, isn't she, Vickers? Love Vickers. Now, quite a few people have emailed saying that... 5-year-old Jake from Bradford who is on Oh, What's Occurring this week, does sound a lot like Vickers, and vice versa. Now, I'd like to compare. You know Jake, who's on What Are Those Kids On About? Sounds a bit like Vickers. First of all, here is Diana Vickers.
I'm good, thank you.
So we all know what Vickers sounds like.
I like a bit of freckles.
And now here's five-year-old Jake.
A wink car and a squiddle on top of trees, and it pooed on the front of my dad's car in the Olivia Cross.
Vickers.
I feel like I'm in the question chair. I feel like I'm at a torture prison.
Five-year-old Jake.
You get bagpipes and other things like shortbread and wrestling games.
Diana Vickers.
I'm not saying that at all. That isn't true.
A five-year-old.
Horses, cows and squiddles.
I want to go in a haunted house and get possessed by ghosts.
Boobies.
Yeah, similar. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I was talking about my friend Unlucky Gary yesterday. Things just go wrong for him. I was going through some of the things that have happened to him, like his pink phone, which he ordered thinking that it wasn't pink, and it turned up like a girl's woman. Makeup set and stuff. And then there was a time his mum cut a chunk out of his hair and he had to have a skinhead because the clipper thing slipped. Then only yesterday he stopped to ask somebody directions in the street. He wanted to know where the post office was, and that person fell on him and dragged him down with him. Turns out that they were smashed. So I'm just trying to find some more people who are like Unlucky Gary. Sarah's one of those. Hi, Sarah.
All right, babe.
All right, babes.
Right.
Yeah, what's going on then, Unlucky Sarah?
It's actually my friend. She was working a night shift at a hospital. 12 hours, you know, long shift. Parked in the car park overnight. Her friends were like, yeah, it'll be fine. She came out in the morning and the car park had been turned into a jumble sale.
Right.
People were actually selling things off her car. So she had to actually negotiate with the people. They were well annoyed. She was actually trapped in the car park.
What's your friend's name?
Sorry?
What's your friend's name?
Sally.
Sally?
Yeah, Unlucky Sally.
So like there's a jumble sale going on around her?
Yeah, actually on, literally, in everywhere in the car park, on top of her car, things being sold from her car.
Oh, bless her. Things happen all the time like that to Sally?
Yeah, all the time. Literally, so, she's just that friend.
Yeah, she's that friend. Everyone's got one. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Right, now we've got an Unlucky Gary who's called Gary. Hello.
Hello, Scott, how you doing?
Double unluckiness.
Very much so. I think it's all in the name, to be honest with you.
Yeah, what have you got?
Well, apart from when I was a teenager, I got sort of properly electrocuted a couple of times, and on one of my first days at work, I sort of fell off a lorry and broke my neck.
Oh, God.
But I had an incident where a friend of mine, Chris, was in hospital, and he's one of those sort of people that, I wouldn't say he's got no friends, but no one would really go and see him as such. So I sort of said, I'll go and see him, crikey, you know. Rushed up to the hospital to give him my sort of joyous welcomes, etc. He'd already been discharged. So sort of rushing home outside the hospital, I just got like run over outside the hospital, got sort of ploughed down outside the A&E. Well, not outside the A&E, but out the road as such. But, yeah.
So he'd already gone from the hospital?
Unfortunately, yeah. And so I replaced him. I even probably had his bed, Scott.
So then you go outside?
Yeah.
And what happens?
I wasn't really looking where I was going so much. I was more anxious to get home, really. I was a bit annoyed that I'd made the journey with him not being there, even though it was like a walking journey.
Yeah.
And I just jogged across the road and like, run over.
and then now you're in hospital instead?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, they rang my mum up to sort of say I was in hospital, and she said, yeah, he's visiting a friend. They said, no, he's in bed. And made it worse, Chris never even come to see me, Scott. How bad is that?
He didn't come to make the journey?
No, he's probably too scared of getting run over.
Unlucky, Gary. This is brilliant. Hi, Kate.
Okay. Hiya.
You're right.
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
You're that person as well, aren't you?
Oh, I am so that person.
You've got loads, go on.
Oh, I don't even know where to start. I mean, I fell out of a moving ambulance and broke my leg. It was a proper Carry On moment where I was on one of those wheelie beds and the doors opened when they went over a bump and I got tipped into the road. I rode a moped up three stairs into a bar, crashed into the bar and somersaulted over the top. Quite an entrance because I landed on my butt squarely in the middle of the dance floor. I've set fire to my own face while trying to demonstrate to about 20 people how to do a flaming sambuca. But I accidentally forgot how to do them myself and didn't blow the flame out first. I've fallen under a train at Victoria Station, or rather I kind of fell in between the train because my arms and my boobs made the train, but my legs kind of fell underneath it and my butt just got wedged between the platform and the train, and it took like three people to hoist me out, fix the doors kept closing around me. Yeah, that was horrible. There were Japanese tourists taking pictures and everything.
Yeah, okay. Then there was the possum.
Oh, I got attacked by a possum. It was circling my car. It wouldn't let me in. So I decided the only way to get there, it was a convertible. So I decided the best way was to take a run and jump. Mm. But I didn't jump high enough and I kind of just landed on my back and it kind of jumped on me and stole my shoes and stuff. It was horrible. It was foaming at the fangs and everything.
And then,
oh, such shame. I fell off stage during a wet t-shirt contest wearing nothing but high heels and a thong and headbutted a guy in the front row.
And it wasn't like you weren't being filmed either, was it?
No, it was being filmed for Grease Uncovered. And I was in front of loads of my friends and ex-colleagues. Oh, it was shameful. And they kept playing it on the big screens outside the club for the following 2 weeks of my holiday as a promo reel of what they do inside the club. So every day I went for a drink and had to face an image of my ass falling off stage. It was horrifying.
Right, and this is just the headlines of things that have happened to you.
Oh, yeah, this is my 30th birthday this year. I made the grand entrance to my party. Everybody was meeting me. We went out in Bournemouth. I had a big group of friends with me. And my grand entrance was the cab driver opened the cab door. It was one of those minivans. And I didn't expect the door to open. And I fell sideways, skirt overhead, everything. And the bar that all my friends were waiting at was floor-to-ceiling windows. And by the time I stood up, I literally had 50 people giving me a round of applause.
I've read in a text on my phone from Unlucky Gary, and you're making him feel a whole lot better. Love you!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, we talked about Parry Grip before. He watches random videos on YouTube and then makes songs about them. He just sings what he sees on the video. So, for example, he was watching a video of Justin Bieber on a chat show eating a Twiglet. I think it was Alan Carr, and made this song.
Bieber eating a Twiglet. Bieber eating a Twiglet. On a talk show, eating a Twiglet.
And then there was the one with the chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Chimpanzee riding on a Segway. Bam, 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 bam.
And who can forget the hilarious You've Been Framed star moment of a cat flushing the toilet?
He's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet, he's a cat. Flushing the toilet.
We've got a new one. Here is the new Parry Grip song about Paul the Octopus.
Paul, Paul, we love Paul. Paul, Paul, we love Paul.
Paul the Octopus, Paul the Octopus, Paul the Octopus, we love you. You pick the winner when you eat your dinner. Paul the Octopus, we love you.
Your tentacles are magical. They pick the winning team. You were born in England, now you live in
We are Parry Grip's latest effort about the octopus that we all know and love and who predicts football scores, Paul the Octopus.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Dev's still here, hello.
All right.
You enjoying being awake at normal times?
I am. I've sort of realised as well, I can kind of go out and do stuff now, can't I?
Welcome to my life.
I haven't got to be in bed at 8 o'clock in the evening. Yay.
Yeah. Dev normally does the early show before Chris Moyles, but this week he's doing Greg James' show between 1 and 4.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Sorry about the call to Dev Direct yesterday.
That's all right. You guys had me going for quite a long time.
Did you really not know it was us?
No, I'd sort of figured out it was Becky after a little bit.
Mm.
But when you were doing your stuff in the background, yeah. I thought, oh, sounds like a quite brutish lady. I didn't know it was you. I thought you just dragged somebody in from the office. It's quite convincing.
Dev's got a phone line that you can call where you can just speak to him at different times. When's it open tonight?
We're going to open it at 7 o'clock today.
Okay.
Should be at home having my tea.
Yeah. So people just can ring you and have a chat.
Yeah, exactly. There's no switchboard. It doesn't go through to anybody. It's just me.
That is an incredible service, Dev, you're providing there.
Hey, you've got to give a little bit back, haven't you, Scott?
And how long do you answer the phone for? Like, do you give it a time limit? Or if you're having fun, do you just carry on all night?
When I first started this, I thought, oh, okay, all right, maybe open it up 24 hours just because nobody's going to call, are they?
It's not going to work.
No. But every time I do it, it's non-stop. I did it for an hour yesterday, and it was sort of non-stop phone calls coming in. I think you can tell quite early on whether or not they're going to be crazy or not, but it's been quite the minority, I've got to be honest.
Fair play to you for doing it.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long I'm going to do it for, to be honest, but so far, so good.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll give the number out in a second. Here is me and Becky calling Dev Direct last night.
I think it's going to need someone with, like, big muscles like yourself.
I've tried to get it out, but I can't.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you guys all soupy.
Are we all soupy?
Yeah, we've got
loads of bubbles in that.
We're all soupy, aren't we?
Soapy. Cool.
Look, we're soupy, aren't we, look?
Cool.
Where's the soap, doesn't it?
Let me go looking for it.
Are you, so then, Dav, are you up for coming round? Sort my toe out?
I don't really do that kind of thing, you know. I'm sort of quiet, keep myself to myself.
Oh, go on, Dev.
Where are you?
In the bath.
No, where though?
In my house.
We've got room in the bath. Oh, come on, Dev.
I don't know. Nah, I'm alright, you know.
Go on, Dev.
No.
We couldn't find any splashing sound effects, so we just had to get like a swimming pool one.
Oh, they're amazing. Your bimbo laugh is incredible, by the way.
Yeah, I've met a few. Right, so you can call Dev Direct at 7 o'clock tonight. Dev's going to be with us playing Know What's Occurring next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
No, Becky, today she's gone to a secret nuclear bunker.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
It's not a secret, there's signs.
Oh, yeah.
There's big brown tourist signs going, secret nuclear bunker.
This way.
Yeah, brilliant. So it's Dev. Hiya.
Yes.
Up against Jamie, our contestant from yesterday. Hiya, Jamie.
Afternoon. Not bad.
Yeah. I didn't ask how you were, but yeah, hi. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
I'm good.
He's a bit laid back, isn't he?
We're all laid back today.
Yeah.
You don't mind if we carry on calling you Jamelia, because that's what your friends call you. Is that all right, isn't it?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Why not, Scott?
Okay, cool. You sound a bit fed up. What's wrong?
No, I'm just tired. It's been at work since, like, 7, so I'm pretty tired.
You've got something to add to the Unlucky Gary's stories that we've been doing as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's quite bad. I feel really bad, but I'll tell you the story anyway. I was play fighting with my girlfriend's little sister, and it was all going well, until she kind of lunged at me. And, like, leapt across the room. I wasn't expecting it. So I put my knee out to, like, protect myself, but I, like, kneed her in the face and knocked her tooth out.
Knocked her tooth out?
Yeah.
You must have been pretty bad about that. Good.
It's bad. And then a week later, we were play fighting again.
God.
And I put my hand out and I poked her in the eye.
Dear.
Great.
I feel really bad.
Is it still your girlfriend?
My girlfriend's little sister. She's, like, 5.
Oh!
Bless.
You're terrible.
I'm sorry. She's listening now. She might be. So.
She's the unlucky one here, really, not you.
Yeah, I'm just the clumsy one, I think.
Is she listening at the moment?
Yeah, I think she might be, yes.
What's her name?
Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Hey.
Hello.
Sorry about your teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks to Jamelia.
I've got back now, so that's
all right. Oh, that's good.
Only that a milk
good. Hi, Mia. Yep. God. Right, let's play today's Oh, What's Occurring? And once again, it is... What are those kids on about? It's What Are Those Kids On About? So you know what happens. We've got Jake, who is 5.
Hey, my name's Jake. And I'm from Bradford. I'm 5. 6 in August.
And what happens is Jake just describes stuff to you. You get some guesses at what he is on about. Ready, Jamelia?
Yeah, go for it.
Ready, Dev?
Yes.
Okay, here's your first subject. What is Jake on about?
It's a long way to get there. People ride horses there. A massive tower. You can climb up it.
So it takes ages to get there, and people ride horses there, and there's a massive tower which you can climb up. Let's have an answer from Jamelia first.
Mountains. Mountains. Top of a mountain.
Mountains is good. Thanks, Jam. Dev?
See, I've been here before. Well, I think I've been here before. I'm gonna say Blackpool. I think it's the tower. Oh, no, people ride donkeys at Blackpool, don't they? Not horses. Our 5-year-old doesn't know the difference. Blackpool.
Okay.
The people who go there are called visitors, and sometimes you can go in a hotel for 3 or 2 days.
Wow. So you can go in a hotel for 3 or 2 days, and the people who go there are called visitors.
Definitely Blackpool.
Blackpool is what you're saying,
definitely.
Dev? What about you, Jamelia?
Yeah, I think Dev's right. Can I copy him?
No.
No, well...
You said a mountain.
We're playing for points here, Jam. Right, there's one more clue anyway.
I just stay there for the whole day, and then when it starts, we go home. I go and play games. The ones where I try and pick with teddies... You grab it and you have to try and get it through a square hole. And like, if it goes through, then you win it and you can keep it forever.
Pretty good, isn't it? That sounds like a good game. So what are you saying, Jamelia? Final answer?
Seaside. I'll go for the seaside.
Seaside, okay. Yeah. And Dev?
Yep, Blackpool. Final answer.
Okay, let's find out. What's the answer, Jake?
Blackpool.
Yes! Go on, Dev!
Yes!
Dev gets a point.
It was the tower and the horses that gave it away.
Easy when you know the answer.
It's a long way to get there. The people who go there are called visitors. A massive tower. You can go in a hotel for 3 or 2 days. I go and play games.
There you are. Right, so, 1 point to Dev. Next, on What Are Those Kids On About? Here's Jake describing something else.
Sometimes they're green, sometimes... The white, and they stick rods up your bum.
So sometimes they're green, sometimes white, and they stick rods up your bum. Dev?
I don't think I'm allowed to say the first thing I'm thinking. Wait. Like, sometimes green or white, and they go up your...
Rods.
I've got no idea. What, swimming trunks? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where the rods come from, but...
What about you, Jamelia?
I don't know. The Poddington peas.
Okay. I love your answers. Here's your next clue.
We talk like this again. And you can't even... We talk like moth. Just find people and pick you up and then... Stick rods up your bum.
Right, so they're still sticking rods up your bum. And they do this.
Talk like this again.
What are you saying, Jamelia?
I don't know. I think I'm going to stick with the Poddington peas. I think I'm pretty confident.
You're sticking with the Poddington peas?
Yep.
Okay, Dev.
I should know this one. My best friend is my 8-year-old nephew. Talks quite similar. Rods that stick up your bum. Is this a frog? I don't know. I don't know.
Frogs never put a rod up my bum.
I know. No. All right. I'll go back to it. What was the first answer I gave? Was anyone paying attention?
No.
What was it?
I don't know.
Swimming trunks.
Sorry, swimming trunks. Yes. Good. Yep. Thanks for remembering your own answer.
Cheers.
Okay, we got one more clue yet.
Sometimes they can have one eye, or sometimes they can have three. And sometimes they can have two massive red glowing eyes. And they have
the stick was at the bum.
Right. Yeah, so still doing that.
Is this, is whatever it is it real? In, does it exist in the capacity of real life?
I can't say.
Okay, all right.
I need a final answer.
This is... I don't know. I'm just going to stick with swimming trunks. I don't know why, but it's okay. The first answer I said. It's what I'm going to stick with.
No problem. Jamelia?
I think it's some kind of cartoon character, but I don't know. I'll stick with the Ponington Peas.
You're so random. Okay, here's your answer. Think about all the clues you've got. Jamelia saying potties and peas, Dev saying swimming trunks. The answer is...
Aliens.
Oh, aliens.
Of course, aliens.
Oh, God. When you get a summary involved, you know what the score is.
They stick rods up your bum.
There we are. That's all you need to know. Yeah. So, no points there. Sorry. We've got one more. What is Jake on about now?
You can get it from Blackpool, and sometimes you can get it in, like, boxes.
Right, so sometimes you can get it in Blackpool and you can get it in boxes occasionally. Dev?
I'm going to say it's either nougat or nougat.
Nougat.
Depending on where you're from. Or those little honeycomb things you can get from the... sorry, just thinking about it now. I'm going to say honeycomb. The little bits you can get. All right. On the seaside.
Okay, what's Jam saying?
I'm going to say a stick of rock.
Oh, good answer. Stick of rock. Okay, here's clue two.
It looks like really like curled brown, curly. So it's curled up and it's brown.
Curled up and it's brown.
Hmm. So that still sounds like honeycomb to me. Whatever happens, do you know anywhere I can get some after I leave the studio?
You've talked yourself into it.
I really, really have. I want some now. Yeah, honeycomb. I'm gonna stick with that.
Okay, Jamelia.
Fudge.
Fudge.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Next clue.
And I trick people with it. My baby sister put her on and then Mum lifted her up and said, Mum, look what I was doing. And Mum says, what she done? Pick her up. And so she does. And I say, Mum, she's pooed. She said, Jake, is it that real or not? And then Molly says, oh, Mum, it's not real.
Right, so what's the answer now?
Jake's incredible.
Yeah.
It's... What did Jamelia go with?
Jamelia, did he go with fudge?
With fudge. I'll go with toffee.
Toffee?
Toss up between toffee and fudge. I'll go with toffee.
Jamelia!
I'm going to change my answer to fake poo.
Fake poo?
Yep.
Okay. Right, we've got all the clues. We've got your answers. Dev saying toffee. Jamelia saying fake poo. The answer is...
fake dog poo.
Oh!
Yay! Yeah.
See, once again, when you know, it's easy.
You can get it from Blackpool, so it's curled up and it's brown. She said, Jake, is it that real or not? And then Molly says, oh, Mum, it's not real.
There we are. So thank you to Jake once again for, oh, and thank you to Dev for coming on. I can reveal that scores today are 1-1.
Ah, oh, yeah. Sure, that's all right. I don't
so,
mind.
Jamelia, are you up for coming on again tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
Amazing. Okay, right, well, we'll speak to you about 5:20-ish. Make sure your phone's on.
Yeah, we'll do.
Okay, I love you, bye. High five.
Love you, bye. Bye.
High five. High five, mate. Thank you. Love you, bye. Yeah, all right. We could go on like this all night. Bye.
Bye.
No, you hang up. Bye. That's enough. And if you want to call Dev on Dev Direct tonight, he'll be answering your calls from 7 o'clock. What's the number, Dev?
077-19-204-100. Please dial carefully. Make sure you don't call up somebody else by mistake. It'll be on from 7 o'clock. Make sure you're over 16. You've got the bill payer's permission. And by calling me, you've already agreed that it's all right for me to record it and possibly stick it out on Radio 1.
That number again?
077-19-204-100.
Call him at 7. Thanks, Dev. High five.
What's the curtain?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Now, if you go on Sky Ferreira's Facebook page, she's our record of the week this week. It's Sky, as in stars in the sky, and then Ferreira, F-E-R-R-E-I-R-A. You can tell she absolutely loves her fans. She's so nice. Joel off of Warrington has told me about this. He went on it yesterday and instantly liked it and noticed how dedicated she was to her fans. Here's the thing. She replies to thousands of wall posts from all the fans saying that they love her song, which made Joel smile. And also, she shouted this show out on Facebook and on Twitter the other day, saying, "Thank you very much to Scott Mills for making it Record of the Week. You don't know how much it means to me." So if you actually put a positive reply on her Facebook, chances are she'll write right back.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Now, we're still trying to think of what we can do for my one-man show in Edinburgh. We're going back to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this year after last year's success with Scott Mills the Musical. It's not just me doing this. Nick Grimshaw has now been roped into it as well. Becky's doing one. One That Doesn't Speak is doing one. I have to, and we all have to, for just one night only, put on a 20 to 30 minute one-man show. Just me on stage, nobody else. But anyone can put on a show in Edinburgh, and that's what we're going to do this year. Still haven't thought of anything, so if you've got any suggestions, send them in, please. They've kind of dried up over the last couple of days because I haven't been mentioning it too much. We still need ideas from you. Send them in on email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, or just send me a text with anything you've got. I've got no idea what I'm going to do on stage in Edinburgh in 4 weeks. Absolutely nothing planned yet. So send them in. Here's some of your stuff that you've been saying.
People always say when you're on stage, imagine your audience naked to settle your nerves. Well, to kill 5 minutes, ask them to strip to their undies to put you at ease.
That is a good way of making me feel a lot less stressed. Because if everyone's naked, do you know what I mean? We're all kind of in the same boat. Like, we're all equally stressed. I like it.
Do a Rolf Harris-style drawing pictures and see if the audience can guess what it is.
Nobody will be able to guess what it is because my drawing is notoriously awful. So that won't work, but thanks for that suggestion anyway.
Do a cooking show. Perfect pancake-making lesson.
I can't cook anything. I had to look up how to boil an egg hard the other day, how to hard boil an egg on Google, so that's not going to happen. But yeah, a cooking show, not a bad idea. I think that is happening. I mean, there's thousands of shows at Edinburgh. There must be some cooking ones.
I think Bexo should do a showcase of prank calls.
Yeah, we've discussed that already. That's a good idea. Really good. Thank you.
Half an hour of Hillbilly Kylie. You could even introduce some sort of audience participation.
This is another very popular suggestion, where me and Kylie do country versions of some of her hits, like we did when she came in a couple of weeks ago.
Spinning around, get out of my way. I know you're feeling because you like it like this.
I'm breaking it down. I'm not the same. It's a different tune.
Mistakes that I made.
Come on, keep going.
Moving my way. I know you're feeling me because you like it like this. Breaking it down. I'm not the same. I know you're feeling me because you like it like this.
We could do like I Should Be So Lucky. We could do Slow. Chocolate, we could do. Maybe we'll leave Wow out. The Locomotion, that'd be a good one. That would be brilliant country style. So yeah, that's a very popular suggestion as well. Please keep them coming in. We've got a one-man show to prepare, and we really would like your input. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Chris!
Hi, Scott.
You right?
Yeah.
What have you got for me? Yeah, I'm good.
Well, waiting, we're all in this together, right, as you said. Like, yeah. Everybody's in the same boat. And I think we're all waiting, but I don't know what we're waiting for. But, so what, you know Waiting for Godot? Have you heard of Waiting for Godot?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah, 1950s play. Brilliant, honestly, but nothing really happens. But I thought what we could do is we could modernise it and make it a really good, like, jazzed-up version. So I thought I'd do some research. So I went on the internet and I found a Muppets version, and one of the Muppets is just like you. It's absolutely perfect.
Really?
Yeah,
for people that don't know, explain what Waiting Godot is.
Well, basically, it's a Samuel Beckett play, and Vladimir and Estragon, they simply wait, you know, and they, it's a philosophical play where, you know, we're just waiting, and nothing really happens.
Just a lot of waiting.
It's just a lot of waiting, but it's really funny as it goes along, because they're waiting, they get frustrated, and then the comedy comes into it. And I think you could bring a lot of your, you know, Shave kebabs and couple of canes, couple of legs, and all
couple
that.
Canes.
A lot of funny stuff in there, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think you should have a look at these Muppets, because the blue one is just, oh, he's so, how can I put this? Not camp, but just really upbeat, and I just think he's really like you, Scott.
Right, okay. You seem mad keen on this idea.
Oh, I am, absolutely. But I think if we rewrite it, we could do an absolute masterpiece, comedy gold, honestly, Scott.
Oh, okay. We found a bit of the Muppet version, because they did one called Waiting for Elmo.
Waiting for Elmo, that's the one, yeah.
Listen to this.
He's not here. He's not here! But think about it. When Elmo finally shows up and plays with us, we will be so happy. We will have so much fun.
Okay, and the Cookie Monsters.
You're waiting for Elmo to come, and when he finally comes, how much pleasure is it going to, you know, when he actually comes, you're going to just have so much fun together. And that's just you, that Scott, that puppet.
Waiting!
A lot of waiting, and then the Cookie Monster comes on, which is good. Listen to this bit.
Today, me proud to present a modern masterpiece. I play so modern and so brilliant, it makes absolutely no sense to anybody.
Great. So...
And there's a tree in there, isn't there, Scott? And he gets really frustrated, so he goes off to watch Oklahoma because he's just fed up of nothing happening and just gets annoyed with it and does one.
Do you know what? Like...
I think this is brilliant, Scott.
You really do. I know. I can tell the enthusiasm pouring from you. Normally, a Samuel Beckett play would be a little bit highbrow for this show.
Yeah.
But it might work, and I appreciate your enthusiasm and your interest and trying to make this work. Because, as you said, we are all in this together.
Yeah, we are, Scott. That's so true and in everything.
Thank you for trying to help me out. I appreciate it.
Okay. Can I write you a little script or not? Just to send it to you for you to have a look.
Go for it. That would make me very happy.
Brilliant, Scott. Really happy.
Really happy. All right.
Brilliant.
Okay.
I'm so happy, Scott.
Are you? I know you are. You're gonna. You really are. And I'm happy you're happy.
So happy.
Right. Okay. Get to it then. I look forward to reading your script, darling.
Will do. Cheers, Scott.
High five.
Thanks. High five. Love you.
High five. Radio One Podcast.
Radio One Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.